In this week's video and podcast, I'm going to share with you some trades that we have posted on our membership site and our forum site and taken ourselves this week so we can show you how we operate, how we trade, and how we have great results. Let's get into that and more right now. Hey there, traders. Andrew Mitchum here at the Forex Trading Coach with video and podcast number 542. Something a little bit different this week. I've had multiple requests asking for me to share my screen and to show you some of the trades that we take. So that's exactly what I'm going to do this week. So if you're listening on a podcast, apologies, but this is definitely going to be more of a visual video. So if you're on a podcast, maybe you can go and look at your charts whilst listening to the podcast or after and see some of the trades. But I will be descriptive in the trade setup. So let's get into this straight away. So this week, we've had a very short week due to the Easter break. But what I want to share with you are just some trades that I have taken myself on our membership site and our forum site. So let's share with you here. This is going back to Wednesday, the 3rd of April. And you're seeing here, I've got some trades on the Euro, Swiss franc, and the Aussie yen. I want to cover those two to start with. These are taken on the daily charts. These are taken in advance of the market moving. And you can see all the reasons we put there, the entry and exit levels, etc. So I'll take that off and I'll just go back to the actual chart and share with you what it is we are looking at. So this is the Aussie yen in here that we took on the close of the Tuesday candle going into Wednesday, which was the 3rd of April, 2024. You can see the two trades I've taken down here and you can see the results. But more importantly, I want to explain why we took the trades. And if I take the chart out slightly, you can see that overall, the Aussie yen has been, this is going back to like the end of December of last year, has been overall in quite an uptrend. And so when we saw this pattern here, now, obviously on my own charts, I have extra lines, indicators, etc., candle identifier, Bollinger bands, etc. like that. But for the purpose of this video, I've stripped all that off to make it a little bit cleaner for you to see. And also, if I put my exact levels on that I would be looking at today, which is Friday, the 5th of April, those levels wouldn't be relevant for this candle back here. However, what we saw overall was that bigger picture uptrend, as I mentioned, and then we saw this nice pullback here. Now, notice after this big pullback on the 22nd, we then had quite a few indecision candles, and then we had the change around here. So this is quite a significant area that we see the price pull back to. Then we get our bullish candle on the Tuesday, which was the first full day after some shorter days throughout the Easter breakthrough here. So we took a buy trade, and on our daily trade suggestions, again, if I drag that back on, you can see in here, we had a buy trade at 98.64. Now bear in mind, we post these on the completion of this candle, so everybody in the world, doesn't matter where they live, can take retracement orders. So 98.64, if I look at the low of this candle here, you'll see it's 98. If you have a look up in the top left here when I hover over it, the candle went back to 98.58. So we were in around here, 64. So we had one market order in there that had a stop loss down here and that stayed in, and our retracement order pulled back beautifully and then went up and hit our profit target at 99.15. So 99.15 is in here. And as mentioned, you can see my two trades in here with their reward to risk. Now, if you're looking at this and thinking, okay, Andrew tells me he's a full-time trader, but he's only making $56, $109.46. Don't worry about that. This is the way I trade is I have a smaller live account and I then trade on larger accounts and prop firms behind the scenes through virtual servers and copier software, etc. All you need to focus on here are the trades, the setups, the reward to risk out of these trades, and see why we've taken them and how we've taken them. So that's the Aussie yen there. The second trade, which did not get a retracement order filled, but the market order got filled. And again, I'll bring this back on here so you can see this trade here. Our market order had a stop loss of 97.47 and a profit target of 98.19. So if I take this back on here, you can see that we entered at a market order here and our stop loss, which was at 97.47, which was very safe, and our profit target at 98.19, which was up here just prior to that swing high. But the reasons for taking the trade, clearly Euro-franc's been in a huge uptrend. We had some pullback here. We had a swing high with an indecision candle and then a pullback and then two more indecision candles over that Easter weekend. Then on the Tuesday, we had that confirmation to go long again. And as mentioned, the retracement order did not get filled, but the market order, because we split our positions, market order being a market order, you're in the market, so you take a buy trade, and clearly our profit target was hit. The price did go up further, but you were not to know that at the time. So taking a profit target higher than this high would have been quite crazy. And clearly you can see here that those highs have been tested and it's pulling back right now. So our profit target there was hit absolutely beautifully. Now, if I pull back onto this page again and have a look down here, you'll note that down here, I said also for that same day, we publish this each day, there are some 12-hour buy chart trades on the Euro US, the Euro Yen, and the Euro Canadian. Now, if I go to my charts on here where I have my 12-hour charts, I'll run you through these three trades. Now, the Euro US in here, you can see this is a previous trade that we took in here, sell trade hit profit target, but this is another trade in here, the one that I was talking about with the Euro US up here, this top position. Only one position got filled there. So on the shorter time frame charts, I take two limit orders. In fact, you can see I've got two limit orders on here today, selling the Euro US. But this is the trade I want to focus on that we published on our membership site. One position got filled, and you can see the profit target up there. That's a reversal of this downtrend. So if we take this chart out, you can see we had a nice reversal going on here, reversal candle that we look for. And we took the buy trade there. The Euro Canadian, another reversal trade. If I take this out again, you can see that the reversal here, a swing low, and then the engulfing candle that we look for. There's our entry level, there's our profit target. And the best of the lot was the Euro Yen in through here, which pulled up, pulled back, our U-shaped pattern that we look for. There's our candle. Ignore this long wick here. That was a spike down at the very beginning of the day. But you can see in here, if you look at the bottom two trades here, the Euro-Yen trades in here, I took two retracement orders. And if I zoom in a little bit there, you can see in here, there's one order and there's the other. And again, ignore that lower spike. That was just a price spike with an issue on Blueberry Markets at the beginning of the day. But my two limit orders there, and then the next candle up here, the profit target was hit for two fantastic high reward to risk trades. So that just gives you an example of what we do, what we look for each day, and why, if you think about this, those two trades I've shared with you on the daily charts and these three on the 12-hour charts, all taken at the completion of the day, which is 5 p.m. New York time, literally took less than 5 minutes to place them all. And that is the way that we trade. We trade on the close of a candle, and you do not need to be there to glue your charts all day long in order to do well as a trader. You can see the high reward to risk trades out of these as well. And obviously, as I've mentioned, there's more to our charts than just here. I've just stripped this back to the absolute bare charts to show you the candle patterns. But knowing how to do this with the backup of having that information shared with you on a daily basis. As I've said in here, we publish strength and weaknesses for the day. We publish where we're seeing individual currencies moving for the day. We publish exact entry and exit levels. Clients know how to take these trades. And you can just see the quality of the trades that we take, reversals and continuations. So you have a full understanding of knowing what you're doing, why you're doing it, when to do it. And everybody has losing trades. If we have losing trades, we have low controlled risk. If we have profitable trades, we have trades that are two, two and a half, three and a half, sometimes 4 to 1 reward to risk. And that, to me, is the key for successful trading. You do not need to trade very long per day. It's not about how much time you're glued to your charts looking at every pip move up and down. It's about low controlled risk, high reward to risk trades, and knowing what you're doing. Plus, getting the backup and support of people who are doing this full time as well. So I hope that helps. And if you have any questions, please do leave them in the comments box if you're watching on YouTube. If you'd like to email me, you can email me directly, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. If you're out there looking for a really good broker, I can highly recommend Blueberry Markets. They're a fantastic group of people, great platform, the MT4 and MT5 platform, lots and lots of different markets as well. And if you've not been on my masterclass and you'd like to find out more about how we trade and what we do, there's a free 1-hour masterclass, and I'll put a link to that on this post and podcast as well for you. Hope that helps. Hope you like the different format, and just to give a bit of insight of what we do and how we trade. So any questions, please ask. Otherwise, I'll see you this time next week. Bye for now.